This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. With a lot of votes still waiting to be counted, Republicans have not yet captured enough seats to gain control of the U.S. House of Representatives. However, early numbers show they are still likely to win a majority. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says if Kevin McCarthy becomes the next House Speaker, he could have a tough time shepherding the GOP caucus.
I think it's going to be very difficult for Kevin McCarthy to get any kind of consensus with this unruly bunch.
DeGette expects Republicans to hold a lot of oversight hearings in the next Congress, but she's hopeful that they'll work on bipartisan legislation, too. Meanwhile, votes are still being counted in the race to represent Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert has a lead over 1,000 votes, but that number is expected to change. The lead has flipped multiple times between Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. An automatic recount will be triggered if they're separated by less than one percentage point at the final tally. A surge in respiratory viruses has left the state with fewer than 5 available pediatric intensive care beds. In the metro area, the state has recorded more than 550 RSV hospitalizations through last week. 95% of those patients were children. Rachel Hurley, the state's epidemiologist, says RSV is hitting with more intensity and earlier than usual.
We are seeing signs of an increasingly challenging respiratory virus season.
Additionally, 144 schools and child care facilities statewide have reported outbreaks. Right now in Denver, it's 44 degrees with a few clouds and a little bit breezy. Look for a low tonight of 21 degrees with a slight chance for snow. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.